This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The All-Star Game, I'll start with this. Elias Diaz won the All-Star Game MVP. And I think it's interesting to start because Matt Cole posted on Twitter, he produces the Cook and Joe show, said that Ben Cherington's first move was to not tender the contract of Elias Diaz, and that made him a free agent. Now, is that a mistake by Ben Cherington? No, I don't think so. Was it a mistake to not tender Elias Diaz? No, he was very bad with the Pirates. He was touted as the next big catcher. He was supposed to be the guy that, you know, replaced the big name Russell Martin after Francisco Cervelli was kind of that stopgap catcher that they traded for from the Yankees. And Diaz came up and he wasn't an impact player. He wasn't good enough to help the Pirates win. And he was a product of the old regime. He won the All-Star Game MVP. First of all, too, every team gets a player to represent them in the All-Star Game. That's how that's supposed to work. All-Star Games are meant to feature the best players from a season, but also every team should be represented because on the national stage, you want every team to be represented. You, in the before time, at least, you wanted fans from other sides of the country or other markets to be able to see players who they wouldn't normally see play their team. Now, of course, we have interleague play now. As a matter of fact, the schedule is designed now that every MLB team plays the other 29 at least once in a series throughout the season. So what the All-Star Game's effectiveness is anymore is still up for the debate as well with the way Major League Baseball's evolved and with the way we as fans can consume games now over the internet. But that's another argument. The Rockies are 34-57. The Rockies are 18 games back of the NL West lead. They're not a good baseball team. Elias Diaz got the All-Star Game MVP because he hit a go-ahead home run in the All-Star Game to which the National League won for the first time since 2012. Okay, that's why he won the All-Star Game MVP. He didn't win the All-Star Game MVP necessarily because he's the most outstanding player ever. He didn't win the All-Star Game MVP because he's regarded as one of, if not the best catchers ever. He didn't win the All-Star Game MVP as a sign that the Pirates should have kept him because he would have saved the franchise. So when you say that, or when you think it's a mistake that Cherington didn't tenure Elias Diaz, I think that's not the right answer. That's not the right outlook. Diaz wasn't helping the Pirates. Diaz wasn't performing too well. Diaz performed well enough, and he's having a good season. He's got to be having a good enough season to at least make the All-Star Game. He wasn't just a throwaway pick for the Rockies, but then again, the Rockies do not have very many notable players. And so he's in the All-Star game. He's in the game late. He gets to bat. And he wins the game for the National League ultimately with a big moment. And should have been, I think he was rightfully rewarded with getting that distinction of All-Star Game MVP, the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP, as I believe it's named after. But anyway, if you're going on, you know, Twitter or any other social media and you're complaining that Elias Diaz should still be a Pirate, should have been representing the Pirates in the games, I mean, no. Stay away from that argument. It's a really flawed one. Very flawed one. I don't get that one, and I was shocked to see that conversation swirling. Elias Diaz, I mean, he wasn't helping the franchise, I don't believe, especially where he was. And as a matter of fact, I mean, it's 2023 and his contract was not tenured after the 2019 season, so it's been about 4 years. And we haven't heard much from him. He was in and out of the Rockies minor league system. And here he is now, consistent enough during the season to make an All-Star appearance and put himself in position to have the opportunity to win the game for the National League. And that's great. And he deserved that. But again, I mean, the Pirates, no, they didn't make a wrong move. I wouldn't call it a mistake to not tenure him. The Pirates, though, still do have their own catching woes. Austin Hedges is still on the roster, and he's still expected to be the everyday starter, and Henry Davis still resides in the outfield. They've got their own catching problems. Elias Diaz, I don't think, though, is the solution to that. So take it easy if you're saying that. If you're not saying that, though, good for you. You're ahead of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.